and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and thank you for joining Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you could change your life. My co-host is Reverend LaVon from Minnesota. Hi LaVon, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Today's show is going to be about healing, soul healing, physical healing, mental and emotional healing, and ultimately spiritual healing. So if there's anybody interested in calling in and asking questions about how to evolve and how to heal mental, physical, emotional, spiritual issues, please call 1-877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. And if you're in Canada, please call 1-888-815-9756. We'd love to hear from you. And this is, again, questions about how to heal the soul, how to grow, how to evolve, how to become enlightened, become one with all that is, and experience true peace and bliss. So, LaVon.
Yes?
What is your opinion about healing? And you practice as a healer.
Yes.
Out in Skyme. Mm-hmm. What do you tell your clients when they ask you about your services and what it is that you do and why you do it?
Well, it all depends on who asks, because everybody's in a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So some people come to me not realizing that their soul is coming for a healing.
Okay.
So I don't usually have to say anything to them. They just enjoy the session, and those are usually, they come for a massage, even though they don't realize it as a human that they're getting a healing because of my ability as a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those, like I had an individual come last week that was ready to have a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I explained to her, and I know that I was guided by the divine, because as a rule I would not say what I said to her. So I am, each one is different. I'm guided. And she, I explained how I have energy that comes through my right palm.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have been told through some very intuitive people that my number one gift is my words.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. And it must have been that's what she had to hear. And then I found out afterwards, well, in the beginning I found out that she leaned with this mindset, so I felt comfortable enough. And then afterwards I realized, I thought maybe we were going to do a trauma erase, but I used muscle testing. And her body said no with the muscle testing. And then I realized at that moment that she needed Reiki, period, because she was at the brink that mm-hmm. she couldn't handle anything. She needed to just completely relax. So I did complete Reiki on her, and my daughter saw her like the next day or so, and she was smiling and waving. So
it's pretty miraculous healing then.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. And like, I actually really, I do love Reiki. Reiki was probably I think it was the second modality I learned maybe 10, 15 years ago out in Canada, when I was living in Canada. And it was a real powerful way to use the energy field or the divine universal energy. Some people call it chi. Some people call it prana. There's lots of different names for it, but anyhow, I don't know, but the Reiki just calls it the divine universal energy when I was taught it back then. And it's just a channeling. You're directing the energy that's everywhere and using your body as a medium to channel it to the recipient or to the client. So I know you do in person, you're doing in-person sessions where you actually use your hands and you lay the hands either, you know, on the body or close to it, right?
Right. I always ask the individual if they mind if I touch them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if they say they don't mind, and I do, but sometimes they do mind, and then I just make it as close as I can. And it can be done on the phone because it's long distance Reiki.
Right, right.
You know, but so far I have done Reiki in person. But again, when I do the things on the phone, which is trauma erase or spiritual counseling, I'm sure it's the same energy being used, just with
yes,
the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The energy is going through the phone, or it doesn't even have to go through the phone, right? You can just, you know.
It's your intent. Because the, you know, I studied just a little bit of the quantum physics, and it, just briefly, what I have been able to understand is that there really is no distance. You know, you are, you know, I'm sure a couple thousand miles away from me, but yet we can connect on an energetic level without the telephone even, and still connect and contact each other, but doesn't necessarily have to be through a physical medium or telephone or even in person. So there is a almost like a connected matrix everywhere, or just an energy source that we are a part of, and just by our thoughts, by our ability to expand our consciousness out, we can interact with each other on an energetic level and not necessarily need to be close to the person. It's hard to understand, and when I first started this work, I didn't really get it either, especially when I did the Reiki and we studied the long distance. I just didn't understand how, you know, doing a few symbols and signs and just thinking about a person was going to help them in any way. Because as far as I was taught in school and high school and growing up, you know, if the person wasn't there, the person wasn't there. But with the Reiki, you were taught that if you think about the person, you're going to be projecting your consciousness out to them, and then you're going to be channeling energy to them, and they are going to receive benefit. They are going to receive your energy. They are going to receive benefit. Now, some people believe in person is more intense. And I actually don't, I used to be one of them. I don't think that anymore. I actually think it's more intense when they are far away from me because I have more space to get into that higher consciousness and that, like, more just personal space. I'm not even needing to think about the other person. I can actually really expand my consciousness out and channel an enormous amount of energy to them because I don't have to be concerned about who's in my field or who's around me. I am able to focus and concentrate. Hi, is this a caller?
Yes, it is.
And this is Reverend Sri Thorne you're speaking to. I'm the founder of the Temple of the Knowing Spirit. And then my co-host is Reverend Lalonde, and she's the founder of the Center of Love out in the sky. And did you have a question for one of us?
Not really. I can't think of anything. I mean, it's a lot of questions going through my head, and I can't pull one in.
Well, the show is about healing, and I think in the end we all want to grow and evolve and enjoy our existence. So maybe I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is there anything in your life right now, whether it be just your own personal feelings about yourself or your job or your career or your family, that you would like to change or enjoy more?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the healing work that I offer is about how to help somebody enjoy their existence, because I believe the point to existence is to enjoy it.
And that is so true. And right now, that we don't think of healing in that way, like healing for your job and your family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what we need. And that's
definitely
what I feel like I need right now.
Yes, definitely. I completely agree with you, because that's your job and your family, your career, your neighborhood, your community is your life.
Yes, it is.
So if you heal the relationships with the people that are around you, then you are going to enjoy this life and all the other lifetimes.
Yeah.
Much more. So is there anything in particular that you want to focus on?
A new career.
Okay. All right, so I'm an intuitive counselor, and so is Lavonne. So I'll give you what information I'm getting. And Lavonne, just jump in any time that you sense anything. So what I'm going to do is just project my consciousness out to you, which, you know, any psychic can do. And I'm sensing as you're saying, okay, you'd like a new career. Obviously, you're not happy with the old one. Here are some guidelines for you to think about. You have an ability to teach, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a grade school. You have ability to teach even, you know, something as simple as a manual. You have a desire to assist another, but
yeah.
I think a part of you is trying to figure out how are you supposed to help other people and still be able to support yourself and live in comfort. And I think you're looking for like a specific field. It's like it sounds like you want to narrow it down and pick something, you know, like massage therapy. You're looking for something very specific.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting is whatever it is that you're going to do, teaching would be appropriate. Now, social workers teach. School teachers teach. Teachers' aides, they teach as well. Like there's a lot of professions
mm-hmm.
that you can do. You do have a way of being with children in an open way so that they could feel comfortable around you. So working with children might be an option for you.
Okay.
You also like, and this is just picking up your field. So there's a part of your energy field that does like to learn. You like to kind of absorb information and do more and grow. So going to school and maybe learning something new might be an option for you
mm-hmm.
if you have the means to do so, because you must have some kind of Gemini in your chart. I haven't done your chart, but your information seeker.
I do.
You always want to know more. So going to school is always a great option for people who want to know more, because not only, you know, you always have to have education on your resume, but it expands your mind. It expands your consciousness, and that's how we raise our consciousness, by educating ourselves.
Okay.
Now, there's all different kinds. There's lots of alternative schools, and then there's just, you know, your regular university or college, but there's also, like, practitioner programs. Like, let's say you're interested in becoming a TA. There's a program to be a TA, or if you're interested in becoming a massage therapist, there's schools for that, too. So it really depends on what would be most enjoyable for you, and it also depends on the area you're living in.
I think right now I'm following more towards spiritual things.
Okay.
That's where my heart is right now.
Okay. Now, you know that depending, you know, everybody's different. You can be a spiritual teacher.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily, I'm a spiritual teacher and Levon's a spiritual teacher, and there's lots of different courses that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
But the greatest spiritual teacher is somebody who is genuine, loving, accepting of other people, and open to the higher guidance.
Yeah.
So right now what I'm doing is I'm asking my all that is self or the divine, or some people call God, I'm asking that higher energy to help me assist you. And that I didn't learn in school. Although I'd love to go to school, I didn't learn that in school. That's a surrendering of the soul to the higher power. So if you are interested, that's something that you can do. You can offer spiritual guidance just as another soul on the earth who has a desire to help and heal. Now, in past lifetimes, you have been a healer and you have used your hands, but that has not always been a safe thing for you. It has been a little painful in the past, so you're a little hesitant in using your hands in this lifetime
mm-hmm.
in a spiritual manner. But it is opening up. It's a field that's opening up, and massage therapy really opens the door to a lot of other things like Reiki or therapeutic touch or healing touch
or a lot trauma of massage race.
Yeah, or trauma race. Yeah, Levon teaches a trauma race.
Yeah, no, I'm also a Reiki master, so I can attune someone that wants to become into Reiki. And I also can teach trauma erase, and it can be done through, some of it can be done through videos.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on your circumstances, so.
Okay.
Now, Levon, just to give you out the Levon's number, I don't know if you have a pen handy, if you're interested in getting an attunement, I don't know where you are, but Levon's number is 1.
Wait one second. Okay, I'm ready.
1218.
Mm-hmm.
425.
Okay.
3983.
82?
Yeah, sorry. 3983 is the last four digits.
Okay.
Now, you can always call Levon, and I'll let you take over Levon and let her know if you are interested in the trauma erase. You know, you would have to call Levon and give her your address and information, and you guys would have to connect if that's something that you're interested in. I love it. I don't teach it, but I love it.
Okay.
I've seen Levon do it, and it's truly amazing. And it's not a religious thing. It doesn't matter what religion you are. You
right.
can always do trauma erase because it's just about erasing the pain from the body.
Okay.
And all these tools, like LaVon has studied, you know, four or five different modalities, and I've been studying for a long time. All these tools come together, and then they just make you the person that you are.
Yeah.
So if you have the, if you're in an area where you can access a teacher, even if it's long distance, I offer a course myself. Every little thing that you take just broadens your horizons and makes you a better spiritual teacher and healer.
And then we have the those modules.
That's true. Yeah, we have the modules. LaVon runs the school. She's a coordinator, so you could. She would actually, LaVon, you could give her information about the...
Yes, yes. You should probably call if you feel like it, and then we can tell. There's even other things, you know, because you say you want to do more of a spiritual thing. Well, that's my center of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, too. So
okay.
I understand. And everything can be done on the phone or through the mail or the computer. So you don't have to worry about miles traveling.
Okay, so I'll definitely call this number.
Yeah, like after 2 o'clock. Oh, what time? It's 1:15 here, so after 2 o'clock my time.
Okay.
We're going to be on the radio until 2 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello? Charisse?
Hello, LaVon.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I don't know what happened, but...
That's okay. That's okay when there's a lot of energy flowing through. Sometimes these things happen. I've heard that several times before. And especially if Mercury's in retrograde,
okay.
Things can go wrong, although I'm pretty sure it's not right now. But I was studying astrology on Friday. Oh, hold on one sec. I think we have another caller. Hello.
Okay. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Julia, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Okay. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi. I'm sort of in the same place. The last caller, I was curious about my own spiritual development and awakening and also career direction. It seems that you know, you hear a lot of it lately. Well, when I had my awakening and when I, you know, woke up or whatever, and it makes me wonder, you know, am I awakening or is there an awakening coming for me?
Well, I actually think you've already awakened, and if I am seeing it correctly, it started about 7, maybe even 9 months ago when you started sensing that you were here for another purpose and there's something different for you to do than what you were doing right now. So that's what I'm getting, that the awakening is realizing that your soul has come here for something different than to just live out your life and, you know, pay your bills.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can remember that far back, but that's when it started to occur.
Okay.
There's a time in everyone's life where you just wake up. You start to realize that there's a meaning and a mission behind the soul coming here.
Okay.
And I think what you're trying to find out is your soul's purpose. I mean, the soul incarnates for several reasons. And one of those reasons is to learn, to grow and evolve, and also sometimes to teach and to help. So it looks like you're here to do both. Everybody is here to grow and evolve, which is a privilege. I'm also here to teach and to help and to heal through my healing gifts. You are intuitive. You can sense certain things. I don't mean psychic. I'm talking about intuitive and just having a gut feeling.
Okay.
You can use that sense to help other people. And it doesn't have to be in the, you know, the psychic field. It could be as a counselor, you know, a social worker, or it could be as a massage therapist, or it could even be as a, you know, a school teacher. Your intuition is your higher self, just sensing what's better for somebody, sensing what's good, sensing what's beneficial for another.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking for something specific, I'm getting you do have to go and take some kind of program, take some kind of course. Have you done Reiki or massage therapy or any of those energy courses?
I have Reiki 1. I have kind of a bad connection, so I'm not clearly hearing everything you're saying. You said Reiki, and what was?
Or massage therapy?
Yeah, no, not massage therapy. I have Reiki 1, and I took the first level of the one with Dr. Eric Scott Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty much where I am as far as like healing modalities. I know that I can sense or feel the energy. It's like a tingly sensation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't specifically feel like cold or hot. I feel more just a tingly, kind of electric kind of feeling.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I get that as well. A lot of people get that. That's a sign that your body is channeling.
I'm getting
okay.
It right now. So.
I feel it very strongly with my hands, and you know, sometimes I'll get like the goosebumps on my arms, and sometimes I get them all the way down my legs and everything. So.
Now, are you interested in doing that as a career? Is that, or is there something else that you find more fulfilling?
I'm not really sure. I kind of got into a pattern of being an introvert, and now I find that I'm having a difficult time getting back out of that pattern. I have a hard time being around groups of people. And
sounds just like me, right, Cerise?
Yes, definitely. Yep.
When I first met them, I was so, now I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're everywhere now.
I'm everywhere now, yes.
Well, I mean, the part of the reason for being an introvert is there have been past lives where you have been persecuted for being outgoing and for being powerful. Mm-hmm. So in this lifetime, and it's just an experience, neither good nor bad, just an experience. In this lifetime, you may not feel comfortable claiming your power and your gifts and sharing them with other people because you might be a little gun-shy because of what it, you know, your soul remembers what's gone on before.
Yeah.
So you're going to try and protect yourself. By avoiding large groups, because it's large groups that persecute people. It's not
one
or two or three. It's the large groups that come after people. So a lot of it is fear of persecution, which we all go through. Most healers go through that because in the past, a lot of healers have been persecuted in one way, shape, or another. And we're coming back again at this time in America and other places all around the world because it's safer. And we want to, you know, we're here to heal. We're here to help, and we're not going to let a certain level of consciousness prevent us from all the other souls that are seeking help.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead, LaVon.
And Julia?
Yes.
So that was your name, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, when I met Cherise, when she met me, I was even always kind of disappearing on everybody because, you know, because I was feeling like you, but also I was, you know, what am I doing? You know, I was questioning a lot. But what helped me was having sessions with Cherise on the phone. It's spiritual, what do you call that, Cherise? Spiritual guidance?
I do intuitive. Thank you, LaVon. That was nice of you. Intuitive spiritual healing and guidance or counseling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not called trauma erase, but it's something similar. I like the trauma erase that you have because you really get at the soul level or at that physical body where mm-hmm. people keep a lot of their emotions. But I enjoy those type of sessions. I like doing intuitive spiritual healing and counseling because I'm just helping the person, just like you, LaVon, who's already gifted, who's already a healer. I'm just helping them awaken and expand whatever is already within them. So I'm not healing the person. I'm facilitating their soul growth. They're already powerful. It's just sometimes we need help to remember how powerful we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, just
yeah.
like, you know, Jesus Christ sent two by two. Well, the universe
mm-hmm.
sends people like Cherise and I to help healers come alive. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a law, it's a plan, it's a program.
Yeah.
And I've been doing healing
for myself for quite a while now. I actually went through traditional, you know, therapy just because I tried, like, the alternatives, and then I was becoming frustrated because it didn't seem like anything was really making that shift, and I was wondering, you know, what is it what block have I placed so strongly in my path that it seems like it's hard to make that shift that's really going to make the difference in my life to move forward?
Well, you know, I'm working with a gal named Sarah, and she, too, sounds like you, you know, what you have been saying. And she told me just in the last month that she tried all these other things that you tried,
mm-hmm.
but she says, LaVon, what you do works. And she says, thank you for being you. So, and me too, as Cherise, I have changed.
Yes, you definitely have. Yeah.
It's just stuff in our energy field that needs to be removed, right?
Definitely. That's what it is. It's in our field or it's in our bodies, in the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so once you get at it, like LaVon was saying, she's been working with this lady, Sarah, once you get at it and you remove it or you heal it or transmute it, whatever you want to call, once you've done that, then your life changes because, you know, you are creating in your life whatever is in your field.
Which we've
collected. So if you have fear in your field...
Right?
If you have fear in your field, then you're going to create fearful situations in your life.
Yeah.
So by doing the energy work with somebody like LaVon or myself or anybody who has done some training, you can remove that energy from your field and then your life will change. You have to change your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Change the energy field that's inside the soul, inside your physical body. Change your emotions, and then everything else will change as a result of how you're thinking, feeling, and acting.
And my daughter Tina has,
mm-hmm.
she can't believe, she was born shy and reclusive, and she's still quiet,
mm-hmm.
but she's like a new person. Even my other daughter has said, Mom, she's so different. Other people too, and she is, and she's happier.
Yeah,
that she's happy. So.
Yes, and that's the key. You want to be happy.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you want to be happy. So it's about clearing the field, and there's lots of different ways. Like you can do the trauma erase with LaVon, which you can do over the phone, or you can do massage therapy. A massage therapist could focus and use Reiki to try and get it out of your tissues, right, LaVon?
Yes, I have a video program for massage that
mm-hmm.
you can take, and then when you take all the tapes, do 100-hour practice, take 100-point tests, and then we get together and I can certify you. And if you pass, you know, in my eyes and with being guided, I see that you're okay because you may have to practice on some things before I can certify you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go do massage. And then, of course, what I really do is I use my Reiki gift when I do massage because there are
mm-hmm.
people you cannot offer energy work. You have to, you know what I'm trying to say? Where they're just not there yet. But massage, most people can handle.
Yeah.
So it's different. We have actually other things like the modalities, or the modules, I mean.
Yes, yeah, we have the modules. We have that school, and LaVon runs it. So if you, did you get LaVon's number?
No, but I'll listen for the archives.
Okay, yeah.
I'll hear everything that you've said clearly as well.
Okay, good. Yeah, you can call LaVon up, and she runs the program. Excellent, excellent teacher. She also answers questions if you want to take the course. Right, LaVon, you support your students?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, excellent. LaVon is an excellent teacher, and it just kind of helps you to awaken and stay on task.
Okay.
And there's lots of different things covered in the program. But what I'm sensing as a healer and even just as a person is that you want to focus on your self-confidence and feeling worthy enough.
Yes.
To be able to either offer energy work on other people or even yourself. I think it's important for you right now to try and figure out why don't you feel like you have the ability to do this and why don't you feel good about yourself.
Right.
Did somebody tell you when you were younger, and especially between the ages of 3 to 5 in your, you know, in your field, you have got somebody criticizing you heavily and you've taken those criticisms and now you believe them. And that's disabling you from being a powerful, loving being.
I know, like in my childhood, I don't really remember much up until about 4 or 5 years old. So there's, you know, a huge chunk of my life that's just, you know, missing from my awareness. Somewhere, but it's just not, I don't recall it at all.
And most times we do that. We actually black out things that we just can't handle. And that's okay. That's the mind dealing with itself. There's a lot of things that I had to work through that I just didn't remember. And then I took a clinical hypnotherapy course, and there were some things that came up to the surface that I needed to deal with.
Yeah.
But either way, what's in your best interest? As you know, as a minister, I need to tell you what's in your best interest. What's in your best interest right now is to spend time with yourself and find someone to help you if you can. If you can't, you can always just sit in prayer and talk to God and ask for the God energy to come help you. But just to heal the wounds that you're carrying, because you're carrying some wounds, and they're physical wounds, which means you're probably going to have some physical challenges, especially in that lower back area. Maybe even down by the uterus and the root chakra, because when you were supposed to be growing and evolving and becoming a powerful spirit being, somebody was criticizing you and cutting you down. So you've got some energies in that sacral and that root chakra, which is the energy centers of the body, that are not spinning. So the chakras aren't open, and if the chakras aren't open, you're not getting enough life force into your body, which is going to cause the body to end up becoming unhealthy. It means you're vulnerable to disease or just not become not healthy.
Right.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So getting back into the basics in terms of what are you feeling and why are you feeling it and how can you overcome it? And if it's feelings of not being good enough, reminding yourself through prayer and affirmations, and surrounding yourself with people who love and accept you, and working with a teacher who can help you raise your consciousness and feel better about yourself is what's going to bring you greatest peace. And I know you want to help people, and I think that you should, because you do have gifts. The only reason why you're hesitant is because somebody has told you in the past that you're not good enough, and because you were so young, you believed it.
Yeah.
So it's time to let go of their thoughts and focus on your own. You have the ability to be an energy worker if you want to. You have the ability to be a social worker if you want to go back to school. You could do anything you want to do.
Yeah.
But right now I think your inner child wants you to love her, because she didn't get it growing up. So she needs to get it from you.
Yeah, I've been working for a month now doing affirmations every day. I have like a half a dozen or so that I repeat.
Yeah,
that's
excellent.
I've been doing it for about 30 days or so now.
Yes, yeah, and it'll take some time. I mean, it'll take some time. I'm glad that you're following through. A lot of people start and they do it for 2 weeks, and then if they don't see any change, they stop.
Yeah.
But we have to remember, you know, we've been around for thousands and thousands of years, you know, 10 days of affirmations is not going to clear up hundreds and hundreds of years of negativity. So I really applaud your dedication and your motivation to try and change your mindset, try and heal that inner child.
Just one last quick question.
Sure.
Do you see like a mentor or somebody that will be, you know, do you see them coming around or me connecting with somebody who can work with me, or do you see that as a, you know?
I don't see anybody local. I do see somebody that you can connect with long distance, and I know that financially you need to find somebody that's within your budget.
Yeah.
Because these teachers can be quite a bit of money. But if you search the Internet, there's some people on the Internet. You actually, it looks like you're going to find somebody through referral. So there might be a friend of yours that's already seeing somebody on that. You might get the number through there, because sometimes it's hard to just surf the web because you really don't know who is who. But even on this radio station, I have done a little bit of searching. There's lots of wonderful people on this radio station alone. But you just need to work with somebody who's willing to work with you and your budget. I know LaVon is very, very conscious about being able to help people, although they may not have the means all the time. But to answer your question, it's not in person. I'm seeing that you will find somebody long distance, and you will work with them a good 6 to 9 months, and then it's going to be often, and then you're going to spread it out and do some work yourself, and then you're going to take a couple other modalities.
Wow. Okay.
Like you're going to want to focus on learning a little bit more energy work. So you might end up getting taking a healing touch course or a therapeutic touch or a massage course, something to just help you learn how to work and manipulate energy.
Yeah.
So that you can feel more confident.
I have a lot of book knowledge, but not a lot of experiential, working with energy or, being intuitive or whatever. I've read so many books, but it's all just in my head. It's not, in practice, or it hasn't come through experience or been applied into my life. It's just information.
Well, and that's how we start off. It's always first information. And the very first paragraph in my book, The Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul, which is, out now. It's available online at Amazon or through my web. But the very first thing I said in my book is experience is the greatest teacher. We can read and read and read, and we can go to school all we want to, but experience is your teacher. So it's good to read.
Right.
It's great to get those books. Get that information into your head. And then when things come up in your life, let's say you have some challenges with male energy. Sometimes you feel intimidated. So the next time a man is very, very aggressive or assertive with you, you will remember some of that stuff that you have read, and you will assert yourself and say, you are not going to intimidate me. I am not going to allow you to make me feel weak or helpless. You're going to take that information that you've read in a book somewhere, and you're going to use it in your life. And then that is where your wisdom comes in. It comes in through experience.
Okay.
Because remember, no matter what anybody writes, it's their truth.
Right.
Because I wrote a book, and it's my truth. It's my experience. And my mother has written 3 books, and that's her channeling and her experience. And you might even write a book, and it'll be your experience. It's the way you have interacted with your life. It's how you're going to grow. So I know it's daunting. I know it feels overwhelming to try and move forward, and you see all these gifted people and all these books that are being written, but it took them a long time to get there. And it's going to take a while for you to get there, but you will get there. You have been awakened before, and it's your natural state of consciousness to be awake and loving and vibrant. It's the natural way. You were just stepped on a little bit and criticized and degraded in past lifetimes and as a young child. And let's not blame your caregivers, because they did the best they could. If they could have done any better, they would have. You know, your caregivers were only doing what they were taught as young children.
Yes.
So it's easy to blame, but the reality is we don't know any better. This is all that we've been able to do.
Yes.
But now you can take your desire and your soul awakening and use it to expand your consciousness and use that intuition. I know you have your I know you have it. I can sense you've got it. You just have to be comfortable, because a part of you is afraid you're going to say something and the person's going to say, no, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
and who cares about other people? Just care about yourself. Because there's, when I first started out, I used to be a medium, and people used to say, oh, I don't, you know, I would give the person's name, their hair color, their outfit, where they lived, everything. And my client would say, I don't know who you're talking about. I've never heard of Uncle Frank living out in Minnesota in the 1930s, and this is what he looked like. And at first, I used to feel really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think, oh, gosh, I'm an idiot. I'm seeing all these, you know, quote-unquote dead people that don't belong to the clients that I've worked with. And then afterwards, after several years of doing this, people always call back and say, oh, by the way, I found out who Uncle Frank was. It's somebody they didn't even remember existed. And
mm-hmm.
after enough of that, I realized I need to trust myself.
Yeah.
Because some people won't even remember. And you could say something like, oh, I sense that you're a little anxious as the person, and the person may not want to admit it.
Yeah.
They may say, no, I'm not. But it's up to you to trust yourself. So you've got to learn how to love yourself and accept yourself, even though you don't believe that you're good enough. So you need to change those thoughts and trust yourself. You are intuitive. You've got the ability. And you can use it, even just as Reiki, just a few people. All you need is a couple clients a month just to open yourself up. And people will be drawn to you because you love people and you accept people. And I'm sure people have said to you, wow, I really like being with you. You're just so accepting of me.
Yeah.
And that is what people want in the end. They want acceptance and they want love. And if you can give that, then you're giving them the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep. Any other questions you want to ask?
No, that was great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I just, you know, when you hear it all around, you know, you can't help but wonder, well, am I in the process? So.
Definitely. And thank you so much for calling in. And don't forget to check the archives if you want to give Reverend LaVon a call out in Skype. And then just for people who are listening right now, my number is 1-815-483-1141. If you are interested in calling me for a private spiritual healing or intuitive counseling, please don't hesitate. And if there's any questions you want to ask online, please give us a call. We're talking about how to heal the soul. And my co-host is Reverend LaVon out in Skime, and she's the founder of the Center of Love. So thank you, Julia.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So what wonderful callers we're having, LaVon.
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah. I actually really like to answer these questions because there's so many people out there listening right now who have the same questions. They may not be able to get through because I know it's a busy radio station, but these are the questions that are on everyone's mind. We have another caller. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. You're talking to Reverend Sharice Thorne, and my co-host is Reverend LaVon out in Skime. And do you have a question for one of us?
Yeah, like the other two ladies that just called, I'm having somewhat the same problem, except I'm feeling so scattered anymore and so overwhelmed that I honestly don't know where to turn.
Okay, I'll let LaVon take this. LaVon experienced that personally. If I hope that's okay, I say that to you. And LaVon was able to work through that, and now she has a very, very prosperous practice. So, LaVon, if you wanted to just let Nancy know how you got from A to B.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised that the three ladies that have called are calling, because the universe works like that.
Yes.
You know, because I was in the same situation. And I didn't even read as much as some of these other ladies. I came out of a situation where I was, if it wasn't from the Bible, don't even show me. I was in that, whatever you want to call it. So this was like a big shock to me to come to this realization, because it was, some of the stuff I was hearing was against what I lived for 20-some years. So I was having a lot of other issues. So anyways, I kept going to these different meetings, and the intuitive people would always say, you will meet this one lady who will show you what you've really come here to do. So I end up, my mother and them live in Milwaukee, and there was a special healing touch class offered in Chicago, and that's where I met Sharice.
You know.
Yes, I remember that a few years ago.
Yeah, it's been a good over three, I know.
Yes, yeah.
And so, in fact, there was a special intuitive lady just before that that said, Levon, you think you're going for healing touch, but you're really going there to find that person that's going to show you what you've really come here to do. And she didn't know that I was told that before. So what I was shown and how I was taught and healed through Charisse and her mother, because they have a team, that's what I'm doing now. We are a little different. I do massage, and I do even ear candling, and a thing called trauma erase, which is similar to what Charisse does. But, you know, what I do, I can do on the phone and also in person, depends on what the person's needs are. So, and it really works. I mean, I could never, ever imagine I'd be where I'm at now. And I desired what you desire. And that makes a world of difference, your intent.
Uh-huh.
And the universe will put the right people in your path.
Now, specifically, Levon, what, Nancy, you said you were scattered, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm a Reiki master, and I don't actually practice it. I mean, in the area that I live, it's very frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do Reiki myself, I just don't feel anything anymore. I feel like I've just lost everything.
Okay.
So I don't know, I feel like I'm going in circles, and I keep trying and trying, and then I'll get up for a little while, and then I crash, and it's like, you know, I just don't know anymore.
Well, see, most healers, especially new people like me, because I consider myself quite new, but I'm just amazed where I'm at, you need to have another healer. You know the vibration issue. You know, when you heal, you pick up energy. We need to help each other clear. And even as much as I have gotten to the point where Cherie says I don't really need it, I still once a month have it.
Uh-huh.
It's like a clearing. What would you call it, Cherie? Maybe I'm not explaining it as.
Well, it depends. And when you first start out, I mean, you everybody's unique and different. So, Levon, your healings are very powerful. But you always address the issues of the client. So let's say for you, Nancy, if you were to work with Levon, Levon would assist in clearing some emotional stuff that you have in your field that's preventing you from moving forward. Because you have been a healer in the past, and it's interesting. A lot of these healers are coming forth now, and they just don't know how to move forward because they've been so severely persecuted. The fear is paralyzing them.
Uh-huh.
So with you, Nancy, it's a little, you've got a couple of things going on because you're afraid of moving forward, not just about persecution, but it's also about being able to support yourself. You're concerned about how your life would change if you were going to just get into the healing field full time. You've got some financial concerns, and that's because in past lives you weren't wealthy enough to be able to take care of your children, and it really hurt you.
Uh-huh.
You got some pain, and it's in that bottom section of that heart chakra where you just feel distraught over the fact that you didn't think you did a good enough job of raising your children because you couldn't give them education and you couldn't give them a big home, and you couldn't provide for them the way the other people in your country did. But the reality is, everybody's doing the best they can, and there's a lot of unfair tactics on this planet, and there's a real small amount of wealthy and a real large amount of poor people.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got that issue to deal with. So you've got some financial concerns, and I don't mean as in, you know, how am I going to make my car payment? There's something rolling around in your head which is wondering, if I move forward as a healer, am I going to be able to live comfortably and do what I want to do? And that's past life stuff coming up.
Okay.
Also, you're not feeling like you are powerful. You're not realizing that you've got a lot of power in those hands. So a part of you doesn't even think that someone's going to want to come to you.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, when you have done Reiki, you have felt it. You've felt it through your body. You've felt it up through your feet. I can see that you've even got super hot and thought, my goodness, what's going on? Right?
Yeah, I did, in the beginning.
Yeah, you used to get hot, 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 and then you'd have these kind of like, it almost looks like you were dizzy at some points because you were channeling so much. So you've got the power, you've got the ability to channel. Just you've got to feel confident and realize that just because your area is not interested doesn't mean that there's other people who aren't. They just might have to do it long distance.
Well, like with me, I live in an area, in my little town itself, there's 50 of us. And 30 miles from me, it's 2,500. And I was amazed. There is more, for percentage-wise, I think there's almost more in this area than in the big cities. But like Cerise says, you know, we're afraid, a lot of us, to talk out because it's so against what the little towns think.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So we're because of our past lives, we know that when we spoke up before, we may have gotten burned to the stake even.
Yes.
That's in our energy field. But like what I do now, I do Reiki, but I took on a massage course, so now I'm certified. So people are getting Reiki'd and not know it. But also, people will come to me and they'll start telling me their little thoughts like you're doing with us. So it's like their soul will find us.
Uh-huh.
And I do offer a massage class that you can take through video.
Okay.
And then you have to do 100 hours practice, take a 100-point test, and then we get together, because I am a certifier. And then when I think you can do it, I give you certification, and there's other things that come with it. And it's just a tool to reach the people. And it's very affordable.
Uh-huh.
Everything that the universe has put into my path is very, very affordable. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And that's another thing, too. I really admire LaVon because she makes sure that she's available to everybody who can call.
Yes.
And some of these, and everybody deserves to, has the right to charge what they want to charge. But I do know that LaVon is making herself available to the masses by making sure that they can afford her services, and she does so many things. So I don't know. Did you hear her number already? Did you want me to give you her number, Nancy?
Could you?
Sure. It's 218-425-3983.
Yes.
And then you can also link. You should probably be able to link to her website off of mine. And my number is 815-483-1141.
Okay.
And then you can get to LaVon's picture, and her information about her center will be up shortly on my profile, which is the bbsradio.com/knowingspirit.
Uh-huh.
So when you pull up that site, then you'll have a lot of information about LaVon and what it is she can offer. So that should be up soon. I know I think we only have a couple more minutes to go, so I'll just try and cram some information in here. Because I know we had to do closing and some commercials and whatnot. But I want to say thank you, Nancy, for calling us and asking us these questions, because there's a lot of people who are in your position right now, and they just don't know how to move forward. And books help. Prayer helps. Finding a teacher that you respect and you know genuinely wants to help you is beneficial. And the intent, the power of your intent. You attracted being on the show with LaVon and myself, which means we're all at a level together. We're all looking for something. We're all seeking a greater love, a greater truth on this earth, and we're also all healers. We're all seeking to help people. We're seeking to make this place a better place. So
yes.
Your intent is going to create your reality. So that teacher will come to you, that book will come to you, that course that you're looking for will come to you. Everything will come to you. It'll be in your lap because you've desired it and you've called on to that universal energy force that I call all that is. And once you tap into that, I'm not saying it'll be easy, but it will come. It's the law of attraction. It's the law of the universe, which I do talk about in my book. And I have to say I'm very excited that it is available. A link will be available on my site soon, and it's called Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul. And it was a joy to write, and I actually have quite a few client stories in there, because I really feel that by listening to somebody else's history in life, you can grow, and you can evolve just by hearing somebody. So just by you being on the show, Nancy, there could be a couple hundred people who are realizing that they can do it too just by hearing you. say you want more out of life. Because that's what I'm hearing.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great
day. Take care and have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Lamont, I'm pretty sure we're down to the last maybe 60 seconds. Just wanted to say thank you for joining me today and being my co-host. And your center is the Center of Love out in Skyme. We said your number a few times. And I wanted to say thank you for all the listeners. And please don't forget to listen next week. We're going to focus again on healing and how to enjoy your life through the different modalities that are available. Lavon?
Yes?
Okay, I just wanted to say, is there anything you want to say in closing before we end the show?
No, just it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Isn't
and thank
it?
You all. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and I know that there's it's a huge radio station, and it's a real blessing to have been able to connect up with this site because it's a stream of spirit beings trying to raise consciousness and just raise the vibration of the planet. And that's the only way we're all going to end up moving forward and knowing peace is if we all try and get this planet going to a higher level. So I do appreciate you joining me, Lavon.
I appreciate being asked to join. So it was an honor.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much, Lavon, and we will talk next week about healing, again, of the soul and how to move forward using energy modalities, spiritual counseling, or spiritual healing. And perhaps we should talk about the program a little bit more because a lot of people who have called today have been calling about the school. So let's talk about the school next week a little bit too, okay?
Okay, and the school is called again?
It's the New Dawn School of Enlightenment, and it's called the Ascension Program.
Okay.
Yes. Good. And they have your number. It's been broadcasted a few times. Okay, take care, Lavon, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.